This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Presidents Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin held their first summit on Wednesday, with both men saying the talks were constructive and straightforward. We get more from AP's Sagar Magani.
In Geneva, both leaders described constructive talks lasting about 3 hours.
There were no threats, just as simple assertions.
Through an interpreter, Putin says he and the president generally spoke the same language.
I think there was no hostility, quite the contrary.
They've agreed to return their ambassadors to Washington and Moscow and work toward a new nuclear arms treaty. But there's sharp disagreement on cyber attacks. Putin denies Russia's involved, while U.S. intelligence indicates otherwise. The president says he made clear attacks on major American infrastructure are unacceptable.
Whether I stopped it from happening again, he knows I will take action.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Federal Reserve signaled Wednesday that it might act sooner than previously planned to start dialing back the low interest rate policies that have helped fuel a swift rebound from the pandemic recession, but have also coincided with rising inflation. The Fed's policymakers forecast that they would raise their benchmark short-term rate, which influences many consumer and business loans, twice by late 2023. They had previously estimated that no rate hike would occur before 2024. In a statement after its latest policy meeting, the Fed also said it expects the pandemic to have a diminishing effect on the economy as vaccinations increase, thereby allowing for more growth. The news from the Federal Reserve unnerved investors on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials dropped 0.77%. The S&P 500 lost 0.54%, while the Nasdaq fell by 0.24%. This is VOA News. The U.S. government has put an end to two Trump administration policies that made it harder for Central American migrants fleeing violence to qualify for asylum. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
There's a new policy for judges announced by Attorney General Merrick Garland, saying they should drop previous rules that made it tougher for immigrants facing domestic or gang violence to be granted asylum in the United States. An immigration attorney in Washington, D.C. said he recently represented a family from El Salvador. The husband was killed, and gang members started coming after his children. But still, the immigration judge denied that claim under the Trump rules. The lawyer says even with the changes, it will still be hard to win asylum cases. A key architect of some of Trump's immigration policies, Gene Hamilton, says he thinks the Biden announcement will lead to more asylum claims being based on crime, and he says that's not a reason for the humanitarian protection. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The White House and Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer support a repeal of the Iraq War Authorization. AP's Mike Gracia has details.
Momentum is growing in Washington to terminate the 2002 authorization of military force against Iraq, a move that supporters say is necessary to constrain presidential war powers. The White House and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer are endorsing the repeal legislation, with Schumer saying he intends to bring it to the Senate floor this year. The House is expected to pass repeal legislation Thursday. The White House stressed in a statement earlier this week, no ongoing military activities are reliant upon the 2002 authorization. Some members of Congress also say the 2001 resolution to fight terrorism passed after the 9/11 attacks should also be reexamined. Mike Gracia, Washington.
China has successfully launched the crewed spacecraft Shenzhou-12 on Thursday morning in Gansu province, China's first crewed space launch in years. Ni Haisheng, Li Yongming, and Tang Hengbo launched into orbit aboard the spacecraft from Jiuquan in northwestern Gansu province. Construction of China's space station began in April with the launch of Tianhe, the first and largest of three modules. Chinese astronauts have had a comparatively low international profile. U.S. legislation bars NASA from any cooperation with China, and Chinese astronauts have not been to the more than two-decade-old International Space Station. If it does not receive new funding, the ISS could be decommissioned in 2024. That would mean that China would end up being the operator of the only space station in Earth's orbit. Visit VOAnews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.